Planeta bolilor rare.
I am Dan Alexandru Tiberiu and I'm inviting you at Radio Nora today to find out more about rare diseases at the Planet of Rare Diseases. Patients are active participants in the policy-making process. Rare disease patients are frequently faced with a critical lack of information and support. Upon hearing their diagnosis, their first point of contact is often the local patient organization for their disease. If a patient organization does not exist in their area or cannot supply the correct, validated information, the patient is often left feeling isolated. The patient is often in desperate need of psychological support, and it is essential that it is available once the diagnosis has been made. The patient may also have some social questions that can only be addressed by someone who is familiar with the social system of their country. Helpline is a service that can not only offer solutions to those in need, but also identify unmet needs in the daily lives of people with rare diseases and provide a basis for advocacy work to eliminate them.
Today at the Planet of Rare Disease, we would like to speak again about Universal Health Coverage Day 2016. Last week was organized the Universal Health Coverage Day kickoff call, and participants took stock of where we are in delivering on the promise of universal health coverage and discussed the weeks ahead before 12 December 2016. Partners shared upcoming country-specific events and explored ways that coalition members can make the most out of Universal Health Coverage Day 2016. We are with the Romanian Pradavili Association and Romanian National Alliance for Rare Disease involved in this movement since 2012 when it started. And this year, the Association for Future Ambassadors have joined to this movement. Thank you very much. And we will organize a campaign at Radio Noro this year for Universal Health Coverage Day.
Hello, everybody. This is Guy Bloomberg and with Global Health Strategies. Welcome and thank you for joining us for this Universal Health Coverage Day 2016 kickoff call. A few quick housekeeping rules before we get started. Can I kindly ask you all to please mute your line while we speak? We will be opening up the call for contributions and questions towards the second half of the call. And our team is, of course, happy to answer any questions that you may have by email afterwards. So again, please mute your line manually on your phone. Alternatively, you can also hit star 6 to mute your line, and then again, we'll hit star 6 to unmute it. So go ahead, let's get started. For those of you who don't know me, as I mentioned, my name is Guy Bloomberg, and on behalf of my colleagues from Global Health Strategies, Michael Myers from the Rockefeller Foundation, and Laura Verley at the International Health Partnership for UHC 2030. I'd like to thank you all for being both part of this Universal Health Coverage Day kickoff call, and more importantly, the Health for All movement. And the goal for this call is for us to both take stock of where we are in delivering on the promise of universal health coverage, and to discuss the weeks ahead of us as we gear up to UHC Day 2016, and lastly, of course, to hear from all of you to learn what you're planning for December 12th. So to begin, I'm delighted to turn it over to Michael Myers, Managing Director at the Rockefeller Foundation. Michael, over to you.
Thank you, Guy, and thank you everyone so much.
Presentation mode is now enabled.
Thank you, Guy, and thank you so much to everyone, not only for joining the call today, but for all of your hard work in enabling progress toward universal health coverage. And together we have made some really exciting progress in the last few months as we see that the results of our efforts are that more and more heads of state have made commitments to universal health coverage for their countries. And then we've had the exciting entry into the universal health coverage movement of a group called the Elders of distinguished leaders, former heads of state, who are lending their voice toward universal health coverage. So congratulations to everyone for this amazing progress. We're all working together now to finalize ways of measuring that progress country by country, and to do it in globally and internationally accepted ways, so there's no dispute of whether a country is making progress toward its UHC commitments or not. It's clear to everyone country by country what is going on. So that's an important tool for all of us as we work together to build health systems within countries and to achieve universal health coverage. Now, we know that working toward universal health coverage in countries is very, very hard work. It's hard, and we need to acknowledge that. So it requires sustained action by a country and by all of us to ensure that we're making progress toward that commitment in our own countries. It's important because we want truly universal health coverage. We want to make sure that especially poor populations and neglected populations enjoy their right to health care as well. So that's the core of what we're about, I think, in this movement, and why we are promoting truly universal health coverage. Because it's so difficult, we have a role, an important role going forward now, in encouraging our leaders in our countries to achieve universal health coverage and to match the commitment that's been established globally. So that's where we come in, and to encourage the leaders and, frankly, to push when that is necessary. So this Universal Health Coverage Day and our ongoing effort, even outside that day, could not be more important than it is now to truly achieve the universal health coverage goal within the sustainable development goals, so that all of our people enjoy the health care that they need and they deserve. So thanks again, everyone, for joining this call, and for all of the commitment, your commitment, the hard work you're doing, and the things you're going to do on Universal Health Coverage Day. So back to you, Guy.
Thank you so much, Michael. Now I'd like to turn it over to Laura Brearley at the International Health Partnership to update you all in a few quick words about UHC 2013. Laura, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, all yours.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Guy and Michael. So great to be on the call and talking with all of you. I would like to emphasize and reiterate the importance of the movement now more than ever, as Michael just said so eloquently. So I'm just going to give a very brief update on the nature of the partnership. So the partnership is the International Health Partnership and Related Initiative, IHC Plus, that is undergoing a transformation at the moment to become the International Health Partnership for UHC 2030. We're using UHC 2030 as a shorter name for that long title at the moment. Some of you may have been closely involved or less closely involved but aware of this transformation. And so I'm not going to give a full summary. There's more information available at our website, and I'd be happy to share through Guy any further information as helpful, in addition to what I say today. But just for some sort of next steps coming up. So what was agreed at the steering committee meeting in June by the governance of the IHC Plus was this transformation, and a process by which the December steering committee meeting would be a transitional steering committee meeting, whereby some core decisions around governance, work priorities, and an updated global compact would be made. So we're in the process now of updating and convening the partners to inform recommendations for this transitional steering committee. The transitional steering committee will be made up of the existing steering committee of IHC Plus, with as additional observers some prospective interested potential new members. And those would come from a range of constituencies that may be broadening the scope of the partnership moving forward, such as middle-income countries, the private sector, and more of foundations, and potentially civil society. And so this steering committee will meet on December the 12th on UHC Day, no less. The three main areas for decision for them are to discuss and agree on an updated global compact. So those who are familiar with IHT Plus may know that the IHT Plus partnership was based around a global compact that was written in 2007 that was hinged on the Millennium Development Goals and Effective Development Cooperation. That global compact will now reflect the Sustainable Development Goals context and be broadened to reflect the wider mandate on health system strengthening and universal health coverage, with key objectives around coordination at global and country level of health system efforts and multi-stakeholder policy dialogue, accountability for universal health coverage, as Michael was talking about just now, and advocacy for this agenda as well, acknowledging the political nature of UHC reform. So the Global Compact will be there for decision on the content and the process for existing and new signatories to come on board and endorse the updated Global Compact. The second agenda item will be around governance arrangements. So, of course, with an adapted mandate, there are implications for what the scope of the partnership is, as well as the types of partners that are involved. And so recommendations are going to the steering committee for adapting the steering committee composition in terms of the constituencies around the table and the distribution of seats amongst them, as well as some of the other governance platforms, including the ways in which we convene partners around specific areas of work and also at the secretariat level. And the third big thing that the steering committee will hopefully make some decision on is the work plan for 2017 for the partnership, identifying priority activities, areas of work across to respond to the broadened mandate that builds on the existing IHT work plan. So the steering committee will meet on the 12th. On the 12th itself, there will also be a public event to celebrate UHC Day, which the steering committee members will transition over to. And I believe Tiago is on the call and we'll be able to provide an update on that. So we're supporting others in organising that public event. And it will also be the beginning of a week of various related meetings and events on UHC here in Geneva. So some of the technical networks that currently exist and operate around health systems agendas are also meeting on the 12th. For instance, there'll be one on financing and one on governance, as well as some others. And then there will be a joint meeting on the date of the 13th, following the UHC Day, hosted by the partnership. And a couple of other side meetings have been attached on to this series of meetings on the subsequent days. For UHC Day, just to flag that we're very excited to also be supporting global health strategies in their efforts to support country-level activities and events for UHC Day. So we're very excited about the level of energy and ambition around organising exciting, important policy dialogues and mobilising stakeholders to raise political momentum on UHC on the 12th of December. So I'll stop there unless people have questions or comments.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Lauren. As a reminder to everybody else on the call, we'll be opening it up right after the next part for questions and comments. So wonderful. Let's go ahead now and look ahead to Universal Health Coverage Day 2016, which can hardly believe it, it's just 25 days away. I'll take it over to my colleague, Emily, who many of you have been in touch with as well. Emily, over to you.
Thanks, Scott. This year's Universal Health Coverage Day campaign is all about rejecting complacency and acting with ambition. As Michael and Laura have both said, this movement is in many ways a much stronger position than it was this time last year. And when you compare to 5 or 10 years ago, the difference is really striking. But through it all, no one on this call has ever wavered in our commitment to health for all, and our resolve to keep raising the bar. And we cannot stop now. Today, health system gaps still jeopardize the lives and finances of millions of people. Many governments still fail to invest in health, despite proven economic and social dividends. And if 2016 has taught us anything, it's that we have no idea what tomorrow will bring. We've seen escalating conflict, epidemic threats like Zika and yellow fever, climate-related shocks, and a few shocking elections, too. Thankfully, both successes and challenges, fire all of us up to do better. This Universal Health Coverage Day is an opportunity to take the momentum we've built and show the world that we are just getting started. So how can you get involved around this December 12th? First, we really encourage everyone on this call to connect with key partners and influencers, especially beyond the usual suspects, the people that you normally engage with on a day-to-day basis. Last year, the Universal Health Coverage Coalition hosted 64 events and meetings in 35 countries to link diverse issues and foster relationships that are critical to successful advocacy. This year, in the spirit of our theme, we encourage you to use these events as an opportunity to reach out beyond your issue or sector, drive political will, and to create spaces for substantive dialogue about the ambitious actions that we need the most. As Laura mentioned, we were really thrilled to receive more than 200 applications for small grants to support events, and we're in the final stages of making decisions. But just want to say, I know that many of you on the call may have applied, that our team was thrilled and incredibly impressed with every application that we received. To anyone planning an event, if you're interested in receiving Health for All stickers or banners, please email my colleague, Sunia Kamal, with an address and a phone number, and we'll do our best to get back to everyone as soon as we can. We also have some event inspiration and ideas on the Get Involved page of healthforall.org, our website, and we will include in our digital toolkit, which will come in a couple weeks, some more tips on how to live stream your event and promote it on social media as well if you're interested in bringing your in-person event to the digital space. So after this is my first thing with events. The second thing that we encourage you to do is to get your voice and your stories out there. We shared key messages in our starter kit, and we will share plenty more messages and graphics in our digital toolkit in a couple weeks. But on Universal Health Coverage Day, what matters most is what you have to say. Last year, we were absolutely blown away by the quality and quantity of creative content developed by the coalition, from bus stop ads by PAHO, graphics, podcasts from the World Bank, interactive data visualizations, videos, and more. That was just the beginning, let alone the hundreds of millions of impressions that we made on social media and the fantastic conversation that we saw throughout the several days leading up to Universal Health Coverage Day. The more we can tell the human stories behind health system gaps, bring data to life, and get our opinions and expertise out there, the stronger our collective call to action will be. So this year, in addition to our digital toolkit of messages, graphics, and key actions that we all should take on Monday, December 12th, we'll be launching an Act with Ambition blog series on Medium.com that will allow influencers, including yourselves, to make your case for health for all and the ambitious actions that we need the most. If you're interested in contributing to this blog series, please email either Guy or myself. We're also happy to cross-post blogs or opinion pieces that you're already planning to publish in other outlets, including in different languages. So please, if you have any questions or ideas, just reach out and we'll be happy to talk about this offline. Finally, we would love to know how you're planning to mark Universal Health Coverage Day so that we can help amplify your activities in your country and on social media. Also showcase it on our forthcoming Global Directory of Partner Activities, which will live on our website, healthforall.org. So you can let us know by going to healthforall.org, going to the Get Involved page, and the share and click Share What You're Doing, and then you'll just fill out a quick form just to let us know whether you're planning, whether it's something digital, an in-person event, a Twitter chat, all, you know, the sky's the limit, and we just want to know what you're planning so that we can let other partners know as well. Finally, all of this information can be found in our 2016 starter kit, which I encourage you to look at if you haven't done so already. And this, again, can be found on healthforall.org/toolkit.
Thank you, Emily. Now, before we go ahead and open up the line, I believe that Tiago from Save the Children is on. I want to give a quick update since I know he has to hop off the line. Tiago, are you there?
Presentation mode is now disabled.
Tiago, sorry, I think your line might have been on mute. Are you still there? I guess not. It's not an issue. Maybe it'll pop. It'll come later. So now is the time to hear from all of you. I'm going to open up the line to give our partners the chance to share their updates. And if there are any questions, happy to take those. We'll be taking three questions at a time. And I encourage you all to please let us know what you're doing for the 12th of December and to briefly introduce yourself before you speak. Who are you? What organization are you with? And where are you based? And to let us know whether you'll be sharing an update or a question. If you don't have a question, I encourage you all to continue to keep your line muted, either manually or by hitting star 6. So let's go ahead and take it from east to west, just given that I know it's getting late in Asia and the Western Pacific. Is there anybody in that region that would like to share an update or ask a question? Happy to broaden it to people closer or further west. Is there anybody in the Africa or Europe region that would like to, or Middle East region, that has any questions or would like to share an update with the coalition?
Hi, okay. It's Rob.
Hello, guys. Hi. Guy, this is Kate Jackson from the Worldwide Hospice Palliative Care Alliance.
Hi, Kate. The line's yours.
Thank you very much. Firstly, just to remind everyone on the call that palliative care is part of the definition of universal health coverage. So we're working to make sure that we do our bit to make sure universal health coverage is completely achieved. The past 2 years, we have released a report on Universal Health Coverage Day. And this year, we're planning to take a different route and release an animated video about palliative care and universal health coverage. So my question is, what are the calls to action that we can include in this video? What would the coalition like for the audience to do?
That's a great question. We'll take a few more questions and then we'll go ahead and answer them together. I believe there was another question on the line as well. Is that Rob?
Yes, this is Doris Magridichen with Telpidom in Lausanne, Switzerland.
Wonderful. All yours.
I hope to do something with Medicus Mundi Switzerland, something along the lines of primary healthcare. For the event, an article that will be widely shared. And I have a question for Laura about the meetings that will be following the steering committee meeting on financing, for instance, in Geneva. Is that open to the public, and where can we find out where and when? That's it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dorothy. And is there another question or comment before we start offering them?
Yeah, it's Rob from Chatham House in London. Just one or two bits of news. Firstly, it may be mentioned already that there's going to be an op-ed written by Margaret Chan and Screw Brundtland, you know, the current and former Director Generals of WHO in support of the UHC campaign for UHC Day. That's being prepared at the moment. Also, some features, like some country news, that it might be worth trying to do some investigation about. I just literally heard half an hour ago that some big announcements in Ukraine at the moment about extending health coverage, some big meeting involving the Prime Minister. So I don't know, anyone working in Europe might want to spotlight that, and it'd be good to highlight good news stories at this time. Also, for everyone to watch out for what's happening in India at the moment, vis-a-vis health reforms, where in particular the state government in Delhi is really charging ahead with UHC reforms. And this is a huge political issue in India, which could be worth watching. And I think there may be a story being written about this that may be published in The Lancet around the time of UHC Day as well. And just one other bit of news, that I was fortunate to meet one of our great UHC heroes last week in former Prime Minister of Thailand, Thaksin, Prem Shinawatra, who told me he's very keen to participate in UHC promotion, and it could be a resource that we could use. So I don't know whether we could get him to pen an op-ed or invite him to events, but he's very keen to engage now.
That's absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much for that update.
And if there are any partners from that region in Southeast Asia who are on the line, please do follow up with us after by email to explore this opportunity in more depth.
But first, just want to go back to Kate Dodson's question from the Palliative Care Alliance. You asked what would be some key calls to action to include in your fantastic animated video, which we're thrilled to see. Presuming that this is for a broader audience than, say, in just health and development, we're trying to reach an audience that would be great. I think the first thing that we can always say is really to make sure that everybody is doing their best to put pressure on their governments to ensure that supports are being prioritized and that we are really arguing for health for all and divorcing need from ability to pay. So in terms of key actions that they can take, there are so many ways that you can put pressure, whether it's by writing an op-ed and sharing your expertise and why it matters to your issue area, to doing a sign-on letter. We've seen many of these put a lot of pressure, including in the indicator process, to show that there are a lot of people standing behind this. And then just simple phone calls and bilateral meetings, getting some, you know, in-person speaking time with them to say why this matters to you and make sure that you're following what's going on. Aside from that, more specific to Universal Health Coverage Day, we would love an app to include you to expand our coalition. Join the coalition if you're interested and reach out for more information. And I think for all of us broadly, I think we're reaching a point where we have such great momentum, so much coming on for us, but I think that we're also seeing that these grand commitments that have been made are being put to the test at the country level, and there are already attempts to sort of water down what universal health coverage means. So this is why our theme is Act with Ambition. I would encourage a call to action to be that we should continue to pressure for really that every single person be reached, that the human right to health is fulfilled, and keep our calls to action strong.
And then Laura, I wonder if you're still online to be able to talk to Dorothy's point about the meeting that will be following the steering committee. Are you still online, Laura?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you, and thanks so much for the interest. So just in short, to say that the steering committee is closed. The event that will happen on the afternoon and evening of the 12th of December in Geneva will be open to the public, and as far as I'm aware, the subsequent meetings are by invitation, but they aren't as closed as the steering committee would be, of course. But if there are others who are interested in participating in these meetings, then please do let us know. I can't promise anything, but we will explore our invitation list and see if there's scope to invite colleagues where possible.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Lauren. As a reminder to everyone, we'll be following up with call notes after the call with contact information should you want to reach out to any individual specific people on this call. A second reminder also to those who have just joined to please mute your line manually. Alternatively, you can also hit star 6 to mute your line and then again star 6 to unmute it. So we've had a few great questions and I'd love to open it up again. Are there any other people on the line who would like to share any updates of their plans around Universal Health Coverage Day?
Yes, this is James Sale from Patreon UK, Griffin on the line. Just an event we have planned for the 14th of December in the UK, and this will be held in Parliament in Westminster, London. We're holding an event at the working title of the UK's role in supporting universal health coverage for the SDGs. We're putting together a panel for that event, which is, will include World Health Organization. Rob, Bill Gates, has kindly agreed to join us on that as well. And we're looking for someone senior from IFID, possibly a minister, to join as well, but that's to be confirmed. And that will be on the 14th of December.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, James. Anybody else?
Hi guys, this is Erin Fenton with the Primary Healthcare Performance Initiative. Can I share a brief update on a report that we're launching?
Erin, the floor is all yours.
Wonderful, thank you. So as some of you might know, the Primary Healthcare Performance Initiative, or PHCPI, is an effort to support low- and middle-income countries in using data for improvement in primary healthcare. So this year on UHC Day, we're launching our first global report, which will provide a snapshot of how primary healthcare systems are performing through an interactive digital format. We're excited because we know that a lot of you are really focused on access around issues on access to and quality of care. And we think that this report provides some really compelling new data on where there are gaps that countries and partners can target to improve PHC systems and accelerate progress toward UHC. So on UHC Day, we'll be launching the report as well as feeding into a variety of social media activities and working with some coalition members to help launch the report in several countries. So with all that being said, if you are working on primary healthcare or a related issue and would like to use the report to support your activities, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. And then we also look forward to cross-promoting all of the other great things that we've heard about on this call and more happening on and around December as well. Thanks, everyone.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Erin. And as a reminder to everyone, we'll share Erin's contact information. If you have any specific primary health care related events or activities that are planned and you're interested in using this exciting new report with some new data and great interactive digital assets, we'll share that information. And of course, you can always reach out to me as well. Is there anybody else on the line that would like to provide an update? Alternatively, happy to also take some questions from any people on the call about Universal Health Coverage Day or the movement more broadly. Wonderful. Well, in that case, we'll go ahead and give you some of your morning, afternoons, and evenings back. I want to just be respectful of your time. So on behalf of the Rockefeller Foundation, Global Health Strategies, and IHC Plus, I want to say a huge thank you for joining today's kickoff call. I think we all see how uncertain the world can be and that we can never let up in fighting for what we know is right. And the UHC Coalition is one of the largest and most diverse coalitions in global health. And it's clear that when we do act with ambition, that we have the opportunity to drive political will around an issue that is bigger than any of us. So thank you for standing by us and for using your voice to call for health for all everywhere. Please don't hesitate to reach out to anyone on the GHS team. In the coming weeks, we'll be following up with notes from the poll as well as a recording. And depending on where you are, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. And thank you very much.
I am Dan Alexandro Tiberio, and I am inviting you again next week at the Rare Diseases Planet.
Ascultă Radio Noro, vocea pacienților.